Okay, next case, please.
Seeing that Mr. Workman has not arrived, our next case will be under new business, case number 12128, Springfield Historic Preservation LLC, seeking a special use exception to place a telecommunication tower under section 115-23, 115-194.2, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Springfield Road, Route 47, approximately 500 feet east of Deep Branch Road. The 911 address is 24009 Springfield Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 8, Parcel 2.03. Staff would note we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. John Tracy from Young Connell, Stargett and Taylor here on behalf of the applicant, Selco Partnership. I don't know if the taller version of Mr. Sharp wants to swear any of the witnesses in, but I can certainly send him that way if you would like to.
I like that one.
Mr. Tracy, how many witnesses are you going to have?
I have two to be sworn in case they're needed for questions.
Okay.
Mike Cleary and Andrew Peterson, if you can go over there.
All right, why don't you just come on up.
I like that.
Gentlemen, do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't make any comments regarding appearance. I just went with height. So. Good evening, members.
You can tell
of
he knows me a little bit.
I can see that.
Not at all. We've never met. Good evening, members of the board. As I said, John Tracy from Young Connelly, Stargett and Taylor here on behalf of the applicant. This is another in the line of applications that this board has seen me before it in the past regarding Verizon Wireless telecommunications installations on properties here in Sussex County. This one has a couple of wrinkles to it. One, it's a little shorter than what you're used to seeing. You typically see us with 150-foot tall towers. This is 130 feet with a 4-foot lightning rod. It's to do a little bit with proximity to the airport as far as the height is concerned. In addition, this property was also in the Aglands Preservation System for the state of Delaware. Cell towers are permitted uses on these properties. However, we're required to go before the Aglands Preservation Board for them to review and approve the lease, which they did in November of 2017. As for the rest of the application, it is a fairly straightforward application. We are not seeking any variances. We are complying with all provisions of the code. The compound will be fenced in accordance with the code. The tower will be lighted in accordance with the code. It meets all of the setbacks. As you can see, this is one of our more typical applications where we seek to locate the tower against existing tree lines so that we try to mitigate its appearance. We are surrounded, as the aerial photograph indicates, largely by agricultural properties, with the closest non-agricultural property being over 800 feet away. We have submitted the reports that this board is used to seeing. We've submitted the FCC report that shows that we comply with the FCC standards. In fact, we're at a minimum 100 times below what the FCC indicates as permittable emissions from these towers, and that is with all worst-case scenarios taken into account. We have demonstrated through reports that there is a significant gap in coverage. In fact, this is one of the easiest gaps in coverage when you look at our reports, and you can see the hole in the donut and the fact that it will be filled with this tower going online. And we have also designed the tower as required by the code to accommodate at least two other co-locators. And finally, the report notes that we did an inventory of properties in the area. We're required to demonstrate whether there's any tall structures within a 2-mile radius. There were not in this instance. In fact, the closest were roughly 3 miles away, one to the east and one to the west. So there is no co-location option to satisfy the gap in coverage that we're looking to address. As I indicated, I have both our civil engineer and our RF engineer here to answer any questions that the board may have. However, I will see whether you have any questions for them to answer.
Before we go there, if you could just get one of them to affirm everything that
you testified
to.
Mr. Peterson come up, since most of what we were talking about is RF based on his reports. Mr. Peterson, you heard me testify or make representations with regard to various aspects of this from an RF design and emissions standpoint. Was everything I said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it was.
Okay. We'll see if we have any questions for members of the board. I'll start, I guess, with you, Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions at this time.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
And I think you answered all the questions at this time for that I have.
All right. Mr. Chairman, if I could ask one just to touch on an issue. Mr. Tracy, if your witness could testify whether or not this will have any, whether it will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. I think you kind of touched on that in a variety of different ways, but maybe you just sum that up.
Yeah, I'll have Andrew testify from the RF standpoint, but as I've said, we've testified in a number of these applications. These structures don't do anything. They stand there. They don't tax county resources. They don't generate anything more than one trip in and out a month for maintenance purposes. They don't emit any smells, any sounds. They don't tax schools. They don't have impacts on stormwater management. So these have really no impact, putting aside whether it's a substantially adverse impact. But from an RF standpoint, Andrew, if you want to let them hear your dulcet tones on that as well.
Sure. From an RF standpoint, there would be no impact on neighboring properties. Verizon Wireless is licensed by the FCC to transmit in very specific portions of the radio frequency spectrum. So by virtue of that licensure, it will cause no harmful interference to any public safety usage of radio frequency spectrum or private use, television broadcast, AM broadcast, garage door openers. All these users of the radio frequency spectrum are also licensed by the FCC. So there'll be no harmful interference caused by this installation.
Okay. And I have one other question. You'll be able to co-locate with this?
It's designed to accept two other co-locators as required by the code.
You may have said that, but I didn't hear it, so I just wanted to.
I tend to talk fast at these things.
Okay.
One other question just on my notes. You said it was 800 feet from the nearest, and I'm not sure whether that was residents of other ownership or
it's across the street. You can see on that exhibit that we submitted it's directly below. It's about 800.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I had the right term that you used in my notes. So yeah. All right. That's all. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
It's not gonna be disguised as a giant tree or anything.
It is not. It's not proposed to be anything other than your standard run of the mill monopole. No Christmas lights on this one.
Oh, okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion that we approve case number 12,128. The applicant met our criteria for a special use exception, and this project will not substantially affect the adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,128. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 12,128 is approved. Yes, indeed. Next case, please.